AP News, I'm Tim McGuire.
A tough day.
12 U.S. service members are dead, along with some 60 Afghans, in a pair of suicide bombings and follow-up attacks at a gate into the Kabul airport and nearby hotel.
It's an overused word, but it's totally appropriate here. We're heroes. Heroes who've been engaged in a dangerous, selfless mission to save the lives of others.
President Biden promises that the U.S. military will continue to evacuate Afghans and others from Kabul.
We will not be deterred by terrorists. We will not let them stop our mission. We will continue the evacuation. I've also ordered my commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K assets, leadership, and facilities.
The airlift, which has evacuated more than 100,000 people, is slated to end next Tuesday. A number of shots were fired this morning outside the courthouse in Kankakee, Illinois.
At this time, we have two deceased gunshot victims. Both of those are Hispanic males in their mid-20s.
Police Chief Robin Passwater says two suspects are in custody and a number of firearms were found at the scene. Tropical storm Ida has formed in the Caribbean. Forecasts call for it to become a major hurricane by the time it reaches the northern U.S. Gulf Coast over the next several days. Both the Cuban and Cayman governments have issued tropical storm warnings. Ida is forecast to be a hurricane when it approaches western Cuba and the southeastern Gulf of Mexico tomorrow, a major hurricane by the time it reaches the northern U.S. Gulf Coast on Sunday. A woman with 14 tickets wins a major decision in a dispute over whether a Michigan city violated the Constitution by chalking her tires without a search warrant. Allison Taylor's lawyer says the Fourth Amendment's ban on unreasonable searches was triggered when a Saginaw parking enforcer applied chalk marks and returned 2 hours later to see if the car was still there. This is AP News. COVID-19 deaths are averaging more than 1,100 a day in this country, the highest level since mid-March. New cases per day are averaging over 152,000, a number not seen since the end of January. Projections call for up to 100,000 more deaths by December unless people change their behavior and begin wearing masks. Half of U.S. workers favor vaccination requirements at their workplaces. AP Public Opinion Research Director Emily Swanson reports the AP NORC survey also finds people working from home seem to be more in favor of masks and vaccines.
One of the really interesting things is actually that remote workers are more likely to say that they are in favor of people working in person at their workplaces being required to get vaccinated than in-person workers are. It's about 6 in 10 remote workers compared to just short of half of those who are actually working in person themselves.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.